Support for KPLU comes from PCC Natural Markets. In honor of Food Day, PCC hosts a food drive October 1st to 21st to collect contributions for its 10 local food bank partners. More information about the drive at pccnaturalmarkets.com/events.
Well, Nancy, I guess today we're going to talk about apples, and this has nothing to do with iPads or computers. It has to do with those ones that grow on trees, you know.
Yes, I do, because we have a lot of apple trees in our very own backyard. I can never get enough apples at this time of year. It is the most perfect time to live in Washington State, where I think the number is something like over 10 billion apples are handpicked in Washington State each year.
Well, maybe not this year.
Yeah, maybe not this year. I understand they're having some problems with finding enough people to pick those apples. But the best place to eat apples, I think, besides my backyard, of course, is at Appaloosa, which is this wonderful event that they have at the University District Farmers Market. This year, it's going to be held on October 20th. I wrote about this and several other festivals and places to get apples last week in the Seattle Times. Because, honestly, there's nothing better than biting into a fresh, crisp apple that just came off a tree. And when you go to Appaloosa, you get to taste a world of local apples that you probably never heard of. So, Stein, have you ever heard of these, the Spitzenberg?
No, you know what? I've never eaten an apple in my life.
Oh, please.
And ain't no woman going to talk me into doing it, because I know what happens then.
Right. What?
Original sin, kiddo. Didn't
you
ever hear?
I'm sorry. I forgot. That guy named Adam. That woman named Eve.
Yeah, Madam, I'm Adam.
I would like to tempt you with the idea of some of these apples, like the ones that grow in my backyard. There's some Alcaminis. These are these small sort of red-tinged apples. They're really nice and tart and a little sweet, too. And we are just coming to the end of those. But our Johnnigolds are coming out big time now, and those are gorgeous.
Do they really all taste different?
Stein, I'm going to take you to Appaloosa with me.
No.
And my favorite apples there are the Prairie Spies, which make great apple pies. They're these big, beautiful, nicely tart, apple-y versions. But listen to this. They have L-Stars. I've seen Spitzenbergs, Empires, the Edgemont Russet, not a potato, the Sweet 16, the Nickajack, the Tsugaru.
These are great names.
Yeah. Winter Banana, too. They're great names, but they also taste good. And also ciders. Do you like apple cider? I know you don't like to eat an apple. Would you drink a cider?
I do, actually. Yeah, strangely enough, I do.
One of the wonderful things is there's a lot of great Washington cideries that are presenting at festivals. In places like Vashon Island is having a cider fest on October 13th. And Whidbey Island is having their apple festival and Mutt Strut on the 20th of October. What? I love that. I'm going to take my dog to the Mutt Strut.
I'm hearing great words from you. A cidery I never heard before, like a brewery, huh?
Right.
And Mutt Strut.
The Mutt Strut.
Those are dogs.
And
yeah.
Apple Festival on Whidbey. Because my dog goes out into the backyard and steals apples and brings them in. I know you have cats. I can't imagine what they must bring into your house.
Trust me, Nance, you don't want to know. Well, in honor of Nancy's apple-stealing dog, I thought we'd go out with this one. Fletcher Henderson Orchestra, way back from the 30s, and Stealing Apples. With Seattle Times food writer Nancy Leeson, I'm Dick, the untemptable Stein.